if a bee sting yesterday and the thing did that, you'd say the bee stung me and it
swelled.
Mm-hmm. A place where a man gets shot, you'd say the place where the bullet went in is a bullet hole.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Anything else you might call that, bullet hole, or he's got a nasty wound. Sometimes when a horse cuts himself on a fence, the wound won't heal, and there's that angry
rot flesh. I guess you call it.
How do you get rid of that?
Well, you have to burn it somewhere with some kind of strong medicine.
Now, people tell me they use lime.
I've used lime lots of times. Soot and black pepper is another thing we use.
Hmm.
Mix it about half and half.
And that does it, huh?
That dries it up.
Hmm.
I think that black pepper in there probably has a little something to do with it, though. But the soot is good to stop drying the thing up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Used to use that with spider webs for something, didn't they, to cause a wound?
Well, I've heard that too, but I never did use that. I've heard of using spider webs, but I never did see it done.
I've heard that several times.
I've heard of it, but I don't know how they'd use it or anything
about
it. No,
I don't either.
I never saw it done. These veterinarians would laugh at all kinds of treatment like that, you know.
Yeah.
They want you to give them a shot or give them a bunch of medicine. And maybe the old home remedy is better than they'd do.
Maybe the medicine has some of the home remedy's ingredients.
Yeah, a lot of times it does it. Hmm.
It's interesting when you read about some of the cures that they had, even back in the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
I wanted to take some of those books or some of those texts from 1450 and make a copy of them and translate them into modern English and then take them to a pharmacist and have him work on it and see just exactly what he comes out with. I think that would be a fascinating thing to do. What other words do you use for when a person dies? You say he's...
Well, he's dead, he's deceased.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might say departed.
Mm-hmm. And let's say a friend has died, you've been away and you come back, and you want to know the cause of death, so you go see another friend and say, can you tell me what George...
died with.
Excuse me?
What he died with, that'd be one expression.
And then the body is taken to the undertaker, and he puts it in what?
Embalms, is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. Embalms the body, and then it's put in
a casket.
And then it's taken to the church for the
service.
Uh-huh.
Funeral service.
And then from there it goes out to the
cemetery.
Mm-hmm. And the widow will probably wear black to show that she's...
She's a mourner, or widow, which is...
Mm-hmm. And when she wears black, we say that she is in...
In mourning.
I keep writing down the number on that thing,
yeah.
So... And somebody...
Not very many of that, those kind of clocks in the country,
no. No, that certainly has a nice tone.